Chapter 5. A Ghost at the Table. Inside the palace, the king and queen were sitting down to a feast. Ross, Lennox, and other lords were there as well. Everyone noticed, however, that one person was missing. Everyone was still waiting for Banquo to arrive. As the guests at the feast talked together, Macbeth noticed a man standing in the shadows near the door. It was one of the men whom he had secretly met earlier that day. The king excused himself and went to the man. "There is blood on your face," Macbeth told the man quietly. "It's Banquo's." "It is better his blood is without him than within. Is he dead?" "His throat is cut. I did that for him."
"You are the best of the cutthroats," said Macbeth with a smile.
"Most royal sir," the man went on. "Fleance escaped." The smile disappeared from Macbeth's face. "Then my fears must come again," said the king to himself. To the man, he said, "But Banquo is gone. Thanks for that. The grown snake lies dead. The worm that has escaped has no teeth yet. Go. We will talk more tomorrow." Macbeth returned to the feast, trying to look happy as he smiled into the faces all around the hall. However, when he got back to his place at the table, someone was already in his chair. Taking a second look at the person in his chair, Macbeth saw that it was the ghost of Banquo.
"Who has done this?" the king asked in horror.
"Don't shake your bloody head at me," he yelled at the ghost. Ross, seeing that Macbeth was pale and shaking, said, "We should go. The king is not well." Not understanding what was troubling her husband, and not seeing the ghost, Lady Macbeth told everyone to sit again.
"Please don't go. He will be well again in a moment. Eat. Pay no attention to him. It will only make his fit worse."
Then, in her husband's ear, she softly but angrily asked,
"Are you a man?"
"Yes, and a bold one," Macbeth told his wife. "I am such a man that dares look on that which would scare the devil."
"What is this?" Lady Macbeth asked angrily.
"This is like the dagger in the air that led you to Duncan. These fears and visions are like a woman's.
Shame! Why do you look like that? There is nothing but a chair."
"Don't you see it?" asked Macbeth.
Then to the ghost he roared,
"If you can nod, speak too."
But the next moment, the ghost was gone. Lady Macbeth stood watching her husband with a look of disgust on her face.
"As I stand here, I saw him," the king told his wife.
"Shame," was all that the queen replied.
Macbeth seemed not to hear. He said to himself,
"I thought that when a man's throat was cut, he would die, and that would be the end. But now they rise again and push us from our chairs. This is stranger than any murder is."
Fearing that the other guests had heard her husband say murder, Lady Macbeth took her husband by the arm.
"My worthy lord," she said, "your friends don't understand you."
Macbeth let his wife seat him in his chair.
"Give me some wine," he said. "Let us drink to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. If only he were here."
Hardly were the words out of his mouth when the ghost appeared again.
"Out of my sight," roared the king. "Let the earth hide you. Your blood is cold. Your bones have nothing in them. The eyes that you stare at me with are empty."
"Don't worry," said Lady Macbeth, pouring more wine for the guests. "It's nothing."
Still speaking to the ghost, Macbeth said, "I dare to do anything any man would do. Come in any shape, come as a bear or a tiger, take any shape but this one, and my nerves would never tremble. Or be alive again and dare to fight me with a sword. Go away, shadow, get out!"
Then the ghost disappeared.
Macbeth turned his eyes back to the table. Everyone was staring back at him.
"It is gone," Macbeth told them. "I am a man again. Let's eat."
No one at the table moved.
How can you look on such a sight as I saw and not be afraid?
Macbeth asked his guests.
What sight, my lord? Asked Ross.
Don't question him, Lady Macbeth broke in. It is time we should say good night. Don't stand on ceremony for going out. Just go. Good night.
Good night, said Lennox, standing to go. And I wish better health for your majesty.
A kind good night to all, said Lady Macbeth to the back of the guests.
After all had gone, the queen led her husband to their room.
You need sleep, she told him.
As they passed through the palace, Macbeth told his wife, I will visit the Weird Sisters tomorrow. They will tell me what I want to know. I am in blood so deep that going deeper is no worse than going back.